I have it all figured out. It's an 18-hour trip, which breaks down into 6 shifts of 3 hours each, or alternatively, we could break it down by mileage. There's a map on the visor that I've marked to show the locations where we can change shifts.
Grab?
No, I don't like to eat between meals.
He spits out the grape pips.
I'll roll down the window.
He winds down the window and bites another grape from the bunch.
Why don't you tell me the story of your life?
Story of my life?
We've got 18 hours to kill before we hit New York.
The story of my life isn't even going to get us out of Chicago. I mean, nothing's happened to me yet. That's why I'm going to New York.
So something happened to you?
Yes.
Like what?
Like I'm going to journalism school to become a reporter.
So you can write about things that happen to other people.
That's one way to look at it.
Suppose nothing happens to you. Suppose you live there your whole life and nothing happens, you never meet anybody, you never become anything, and finally you die one of those New York deaths that nobody notices for 2 weeks until the smell drifts into the hallway.
Amanda mentioned you had a dark side.
That's what drew to me.
Your dark side?
Sure. Why don't you have a dark side? No, you're probably one of those cheerful people who dots their eyes with little hearts.
I have just as much of a dark side as the next person.
Oh, really? When I buy a new book, I always read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends. That, my friend, is a dark side.
That doesn't mean you're deep or anything. I mean, yes, basically, I'm a happy person.
So am I.
And I don't see that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course not. You're too busy being happy. Do you ever think about death?
Yes.
Sure you do. A fleeting thought that drifts in and out of the transom of your mind. I spend hours. I spend days.
And you think this makes you a better person?
Look, when the shit comes down, I'm going to be prepared. And you're not. That's all I'm saying.
In the meantime, you're going to ruin your whole life waiting for it.
Twilight.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
He
wants her to leave. That's why he puts her on the plane.
I don't think she wants to stay.
Of course she wants to stay. Wouldn't you rather be with Humphrey Bogart than the other guy?
I don't want to spend the rest of my life in Casica married to a man who runs a bar. It probably sounds very snobbish to you, but I don't.
You'd rather be in a passionless marriage.
And be the first lady of Czechoslovakia.
Than live with a man you've had the greatest sex of your life with just because he owns a bar and that is all he does.
Yes. And so would any woman in her right mind. Women are very practical, even Ingrid Bergman, which is why she gets on the plane at the end of the movie.
I understand.
What? What?
Nothing.
What?
Forget about it.
What? Forget about what?
It's not important.
Now, just tell me.
Obviously, you haven't had great sex yet. Two, please.
Right over there.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
It just so happens that I have had plenty of good sex.
Everyone in the diner goes quiet. Looking a little embarrassed, Sally heads over to their table where Harry is waiting.
With whom?
What?
With whom did you have this great sex?
I'm not gonna tell you that.
Fine, don't tell me.
Sally looks shocked.
Shel Gordon.
Sheldon? No, you did not have great sex with Sheldon.
I did too.
No, you didn't. A Sheldon can do your income taxes. If you need a root canal, Sheldon's your man. But humping and pumping is not Sheldon's strong suit. It's the name. Do it to me, Sheldon. You're an animal, Sheldon. Ride me, big Sheldon. Doesn't work.
Hi. What can I get you?
I'll have a number 3.
I'd like the chef's salad, please, with the oil and vinegar on the side and the apple pie a la mode.
Chef and apple a la mode.
But I'd like the pie heated, and I don't want the ice cream on top. I want it on the side, and I'd like strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream, but only if it's real. If it's out of a can, then nothing.
Not even the pie?
No, just the pie, but then not heated.
Uh-huh.
What?
Nothing. So how come you broke up with Sheldon?
How do you know we broke up?
Because if you didn't break up, you wouldn't be here with me. You'd be off with Sheldon the Wonder Schlong.
First of all, I am not with you. And second of all, it is none of your business why we broke up.
You're right. I don't want to know.
if you must know, it was because he was very jealous and I had these days of the week underpants.
I'm sorry, I need a judge's ruling on this. Days of the week underpants?
Yes. They had the days of the week on them, and I thought they were sort of funny. And then one day Sheldon says to me, you never wear Sunday. It's all suspicious. Where was Sunday? Where had I left Sunday? And I told him, and he didn't believe me.
What?
They don't make Sunday.
Why not?
Because of God. Okay, so 15% of my share is 690. Sweet seven. What? Do I have something on my face?
You're a very attractive person.
Thank you.
Amanda never said how attractive you were.
Well, maybe she doesn't think I'm attractive.
I don't think it's a matter of opinion. Empirically, you are attractive.
Amanda is my friend.
So?
So you're going with her.
So?
So you're coming on to me.
No, I wasn't. What? Can't a man say a woman is attractive without it being a come-on? All right. Let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that it was a come-on. What do you want me to do about it? I take it back, okay? I take it back.
You can't take it back.
Why not?
Because it's already out there.
Oh, geez, what are we supposed to do? Look, cops, it's already out there.
Just let it lie, okay?
Great, let it lie. That's my policy. That's what I always say. Let it lie. Want to spend a night in a motel? See what I did? I didn't let it lie.
Harry.
I said I would, and then I didn't.
Harry.
I went the other way.
Harry.
What?